Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week I've been reflecting on an encounter that I had with someone who, and during the encounter, they told me that they're just not very adventurous. And it got me thinking about the place of adventure in life and the place of adventure in my life and maybe, you know, where we might be able to benefit from embracing adventure and cultivating an adventurous, you know, mindset. So when you think about adventure, I guess you're talking about a cluster of human experiences, everything from a challenge, whether it be a mental or physical challenge, you know, a sense of excitement, a sense of novelty of a new experience. Could be about overcoming your own internal states, pushing beyond and discovering what's on the other side of some physical or mental limit. It could be about, you know, knowledge of self or others. It could be about all of these things. And in fact, you know, when we do something adventurous or something that we wouldn't normally do, hopefully it actually encompasses all of these things. And I guess this becomes really important because throughout life, there's a tendency to embrace the known, to stay with the things that are safe, that are comfortable. And there are, you know, really, really important reasons why people do that. And some would say that that's almost inbuilt into us. But also what that has the potential to do is reduce the amount of novel stimuli that we experience to kind of take some of the excitement and joy out of life. So this week we're looking at tips to cultivate that adventurous mindset or outlook. And this week's mind game is to ask yourself, you know, what was the last adventurous thing that I did? Or what was the last adventure that I went on? Was it a place? Was it a travel overseas? Was it a place in yourself? Was it an adventure of knowledge and incorporating new information that was exhilarating and opened up your vista and worldview? Was it an adventure of experience? Was it a particularly unique experience? And think about when that was. If it was too long ago, I'd encourage everyone to kind of try and get a little bit more of that happening. My next question for everyone is to consider, am I adventurous in any one particular domain of my life? So am I more likely to be cognitively adventurous? Am I seeking new information and new cognitive vistas to know more about the world? Am I emotionally adventurous? Am I putting my emotions out there and discovering new things about myself? Or am I behaviorally adventurous? Am I doing challenging, you know, physical things to stretch myself and find out what's on the other side of some of these things? And really, really get in touch with which is your preferred domain and maybe consider, you know, stretching that out to include some of those other domains. And one of the things to consider is what are the barriers there that prevent you from doing some of those things? So what is it that you tell yourself that stops you from taking some of these steps? And some of the typical ones are often time, money, kids, activities and other expectations that are placed on you. And these can be like a wet blanket to our adventurous spirit. It's important for all of us to find ways to be able to step around some of those things or create some adventure despite that. And my last, you know, question is to kind of consider, what is your particular picture of adventure? What does it look like for you? And maybe that may be something that also allows those barriers to keep existing. It could be that we might be able to change our picture of adventure, of what's possible, to make it a little bit more realistic and achievable. And my last tip for this week is to kind of have a breadth of a multitude of different adventures that you can engage on. Everything from a long-term challenge, whether it be, you know, travel, whether it be going to spots that you've always wanted to travel to, whether it be sports, whether it be, you know, engaging in an event that you've always, you know, really wanted to try and achieve. But also some opportunities for immediate adventure and new novel experience, whether it be, you know, making a list of foods you've never tried before, whether it be you know, making a list of places that you've never been, or endeavoring to go out and meet a new person and try and see the world through their lives, because all of these things are actually going to hopefully offer a richer life, and there's benefits for all of us the richer our life is. So choose the road less traveled this week with Mind Games.